It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Right in the middle of the floor. One of them cats had a Harmony House Motel key room 103 hanging out his back pocket. I'm walking the back streets crying. I'm telling you people, this fine young thing, you can bounce a quarter off of it, will hit the ceiling. You chip a tooth on this girl, I'm gonna miss her deep. Boo hoo hoo hoo. Come see me early in the morning where my baby used to lay.
Interpretation, a treatment, I guess you would call it, of the classic blues tune, Early in the Morning, by me, by the witch doctors, changing the words around just a little bit to make it a tad more entertaining. My favorite part is the girl with the Afro wig and the gold cap tooth. Yeah, those are the witch doctors. Come see me early in the morning. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I just put a French toast recipe. I love food porn, but I like it when they actually, you see the guys doing it. I'm watching them right now. French toast. Now, most people with French toast, what you do is, you know, they beat some eggs up in a bowl, maybe throw in a little bit of milk, and then they take the bread and, you know, put it in there, stick it on a grill. This guy puts in eggs, for sure, and a ton of brown sugar, a bunch of, he says you can use half and half. He's using some kind of cream. And then he uses a lot of vanilla, vanilla extract. And now he's eating it without syrup. Wow. Is that me singing? Yes, it is me singing. Somebody axes about the last song. That's one of the Witch Doctor's songs. We've got a ton of them. I don't call it singing. I never thought of myself as singing. I always thought I was having a style, just a style that fits in the bar, especially after that all-important third beer. Yeah, you come in, you hit the bar, my all-important third beer, and boom, there we are. And you think, you guys are really good. Yeah. One of the highest compliments I ever got in the bar business was playing a club in Dearborn. Drawing a blank on it. It was upstairs right downtown Dearborn. Big restaurant downstairs. And these guys came in and they sat there all night. And as we're loading out, they said, where are you guys from? You out of Louisiana? I said, no, we're right from right here. They said, well, we're pilots laying over at Metro. And we came in for one beer. We heard you guys, we couldn't leave. He said, we're out of Texas and you guys got the real deal going on. You're raw, you're cool, you could do cool songs. That's the best compliment I ever got in my life. We had those guys welded to their seats all night long. That and $1.36 will get me a cup of coffee. You're on the Edge, Alternative Bump Music Friday.
She did the boogie real low. I took my baby back to the picture show, but my baby don't wanna go there no more. She couldn't. She couldn't boogie real low. Gonna do, but I love her because she's nice and true. She did the. She did the boogie with you. I love her, my baby. I love her for myself. Bye bye, baby. I'm meant for no one else. She did the. Oh, you did the boogie with you. Thank you.
The hell would we do without rock and roll? And that band right there, yeah, AC/DC. Let me put my love into you, babe. What's he talking about there? I can't figure that one out. That's, what's his name there? The guy after Bon Scott did the ultimate dumbass move. Killed himself with alcohol and drugs. Grizzly. I don't think it was a suicide so much. He just over-medicated himself. But there you go. That's what came out of it. The Back in Black guy. What's his name? Brian Johnson? Saw an interview with him. I don't know if he's going through problems or he was losing his voice or something, but it was a really good interview. He's talking about how he hooked up with these guys. It was quite just, you know, showed up for an audition, and they picked him. Way cool stuff. AC/DC, Let Me Put My Love Into You, Babe. Let Me Cut Your Cake With My Knife. Yeah. That band, and all the rock and roll bands out there, the ones that jump right to the top, Van Halen, these guys, Rolling Stones, who else up there? I don't know, a number of them. You can count them on maybe a hand and a half that are just the best rock and roll bands in the world. Undeniable. Just the best rock and roll bands in the world. And they're up there with them. Now, it's kind of interesting to see them now. At a certain point, I think, in rock and roll, you have to quit. You can't just keep doing it. I mean, Jagger's, Hang and Richards are sort of getting by. But, man, they look like they're 112 years old. They're still sort of pulling off. But these guys, Angus looks terrible. Just terrible. I mean, he can't wear that stupid schoolboy outfit anymore. Well, he shouldn't be anyway. They need me as a consultant. All these bands need to hire me as a consultant. Follow me, bands, for more rock and roll band life hints and tips. Yeah, I'll take good care of you. I'll take real good care of you. That guy, what's his name? He's a Republican. He got kicked out of Congress. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll look him up, and I'll talk about more in a minute here. But I saw him on Greg Gutfeld not too long ago. He just got sentenced to... something like 7 years in jail or something. Oh, he isn't going to like that. He's a real effeminate type guy, smart ass. He was doing a bunch of embezzling. I think he's out of Pennsylvania. More about that in a bit here. But, man, yeah, he was on Gutfeld. He was really good. I don't think if he's on Gutfeld, no, he'll be through the wall on one of those telephones. You're on the Edge, Alternative Butt Music Friday.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star.
Thank you. went and joined a country club. Cause that's what the rich folks do. The maitre d' sees me coming. He calls me Mr. Lucky Charlie. I give him a couple of bucks. Just sitting back thinking of highlights. Just grooving with all my new friends. When I play a little tennis, take a dip in the pool.
Danny Kortchmer and Charlie Karp, a band called Slow Leak. And you can't find them anywhere online. I looked for Slow Leak online. Usually it's like 1,000 tunes by any band you plug in on YouTube. But on this one, no. They're very well hidden. Anyway, kind of a secret handshake operation out of New England. Danny Kortchmer, of course, James Taylor's guitar player. We won't hold that against him. Probably pays a lot of money out on the road. But here they are with a tune called I'm Lucky, or Mr. Lucky. But I love the line there where he says, I went down to the country club because that's what rich folks do. I love it, man. I love it. Love it. Me, I ain't lucky at all. No. In fact, anytime I've been into a casino, I know I'm going to lose money. I know I'm going to lose money. That's why I don't gamble. I might limit myself. I say, okay, I'm only putting in 10 bucks. And then I'll win maybe 12 bucks, and then I just give it all right back. I just realized I'm going to do some math here. Oh, George Santos. The gentleman I was thinking of is George Santos. You may recall him. He got busted for some kind of corruption going on, some kind of whore, pimp, and thief activities, which they're all involved in, but he got nailed. George Santos. He was on one of the Gutfeld shows, but maybe 2 weeks back, maybe a little more. But he's really good. Got a good sense of humor. Well, he's going to jail for 7 years. I'm thinking maybe in the third year he'll lose his sense of humor. Maybe in the third minute. I don't know. But let's see what's. I got to do some math here real quick. Okay, I'm going to spin it around the x-axis. Hang on, I got to differentiate here. 43.20. Yeah, that's good. That'll work. 43.20 will work, I think. Let's look at that again. Yeah, something like that. Maybe 43. Thayer, we're next here. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. It's what we do. I posted something yesterday. There are these guys that are, they're called Bikers Against Predators. God bless these guys. Becky X sent me this. I watched the whole thing last night because it took a long time. It's like 2 hours, I think. What is it? 2 hours and 55 minutes. They're busting a guy who's they're predators. They do bad things with kids and sex predators. And they go and bust this guy, but man, do they take a long time. I mean, they could have just walked up and shown him the pictures and then called the cops. You got to see this, though. It's over on Thayer in Exington on Facebook. Now, the site is called Bikers Against Predators. I would urge you to support these guys big time. They busted a guy. The reason I'm watching this one is they busted the guy in Ypsilanti. Now, I don't know this neighborhood. There's a gazillion neighborhoods in Ypsilanti. This is probably over on the east side of Ypsilanti. That's what it looks like, sort of. Busted is my comment on it. And again, it's Bikers Against Predators. Sean, 39, from Ypsilanti, Michigan, confronted on his conversations with a 12-year-old decoy. Oh, my God. You know, anybody out there that's even moderately interested in this kind of stuff, shame on you to begin with. But do you not know that you're going to the slam? That when, what's his name there? Says, have a seat. have a seat. I love that show. I wish they'd bring it back. Catch Predator. That was good. Where the guy'd come in thinking he's going to meet somebody and he's going to get lucky. And all of a sudden, what's his name, walks in the room there. Was it Rich? What's his name? I'm drawing a blank on it right now. But have a seat. And then next thing you know, the cops got him on the front lawn. and they're putting the cuffs on them. Don't let that happen to you. Don't be a dumbass. Play within your lanes. Don't go outside the don't color outside the lines. Okay, you're on the edge. Alternative Butt Music Friday. Today's playlist comes to you courtesy of Turning Off the News. Day or an extra, you're on the edge. I mentioned that earlier. Every song today came to me through listening to it on my car sound system on the Mega terabyte stick I have with all these tunes on it. Pretty much every alternative Bump Music Friday playlist and a ton of other things, too. And I put them on random shuffle. And as the songs start playing, I went, man, that's great. I got to play that one. If you've heard it before, you've heard it before. I just posted a picture of Jeannie Shrimpton. And this is from 1965. And it takes me, it's not in the playlist today. Well, you never know. It reminds me of the song She Had Hair Like Jeannie Shrimpton back in 1965. Boom, there it is right there. Yeah, Behind the Wall of Sleep. Let's see. Oh, we're doing short time here. I have to time this just right because we don't make any mistakes. We never make any mistakes here. You're on the Edge, Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Kiss me, drive me crazy. Would you do that for me, lady?
Lady, you say you want my baby. Girl, if that's a fact,
lady,
then melt into me, lady, as though we